Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby.
What's up?
You cannot get me out of my good mood today. I don't care what Steve Kerr said. I don't care who Joe Lacob emailed. I don't care about Doogie Howser that the Giants signed. You cannot take away my good mood this morning. You clearly heard what happened, right?
No.
Oh, that's a surprise.
You know what happened to me, and I tried to
it's not about you right now.
All right. What? Why are you in a good mood?
We'll see.
Your boy has officially become the first person from 95.7 The Game to win Bridge the Gap on Alice with Sarah and Vinny. I'm now the champion. I'm the reigning champion. I'll be going back in 2 weeks.
Well, everybody's going to get a shot.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. They all had a shot already.
How does it work?
And I'm the first winner.
How does it work?
Ah, what?
How does it work?
It's a game. And you know what? Thank you to Sarah and Vinny for inviting me in there.
They invited me too.
To play a game, which you know I love, but you've never come up with a game for me to play.
Yeah, you lost the Reggie game. Yeah, you did.
See, don't take it away.
Hey,
see, don't do that.
Shut up.
Don't do
it's
that.
Early. I just real quick. Can I just steal some thunder? Rest in peace to a Bay Area legend, Glenn Dickey. How about that? Part of my childhood, growing up in the Bay.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
You really put me in a tough spot.
I got you.
Now he was 89, so he lived a full life. But yeah, Glenn Dickey of the old Sporting Green.
Yeah.
That was when newspapers were in their heyday. Bruce Jenkins.
We've had some legends,
Glenn
man.
Glenn Dickey, yeah. Lowell Cohn, Ray Ratto, Ira Miller. I don't want to forget anybody, but I probably am. But RIP to Glenn Dickey. 89 years old, longtime columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.
And you are right. 89's a good run. So real quick about the game.
Yeah, let's talk about the game.
How does it work?
So the game's called Bridge the Gap.
All
and
right.
It puts a... Am I a millennial or Gen Z? Or what am I?
You ain't no millennial.
Okay, they're called millennials older than a boomer?
No, boomer's older than a millennial.
Okay, so I'm a millennial.
Yeah, you're a guest.
I'm a millennial. That's how they introduced me. And then Sarah. Sarah is probably a...
That's her name.
Gen Z. So she represented Gen Z or Gen X?
No. You're both millennials.
Who are you talking about both?
Not Sarah.
Bob.
Well, Bob and Sarah from...
Bob's the younger one.
I'm a millennial.
I'm not talking about Sarah of Sarah and Vinny. I'm talking about our Sarah.
Oh, our Sarah, yes. Well, technically, I think Sarah and I are both millennials, too.
Okay.
There is a wide gap.
A question was, okay, you're on AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And somebody texts you, sup.
Okay.
What is the typical response back?
You up?
I would put what's upper back.
It's no. The answer apparently is, and I got it right, NM. NMU. Not much U.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so I got that one right.
How did you get that right?
I don't know.
Right?
I figured it had to be not much. So I just said NM, and they gave it to me.
When I go in, maybe it'll be something centered around hip-hop. What?
Well, I did have one sports question that Sarah couldn't get right. Anyway.
You're in a good mood.
2 weeks from today, I'll be taking on another challenger. They're going to take some time off over there for the holidays, but I am now the new reigning champion. I can reign for as many as 3 weeks, and then they'll replace me. But... yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Thank you very much, Goo. I mean, it's the kind of thing that...
What'd you win?
I won a feeling of pride.
Yeah, you... Wow.
I won...
you're easy.
A wonderful smile.
Dude, look at you.
I earned plaudits from the great Sarah and Vinny. Mm-hmm. Speaking of plaudits, ooh. Kerr ain't getting any.
No, that was a good interview yesterday.
Oh, it was a great interview.
Well...
you got to... That one...
Now, that's phenomenal.
What's on your mind today, Goo? Okay.
Seriously?
Of course.
With all this, all right, you asked me, Mr. Scatterbrain. I am so excited about this 49er Monday night football game. I just hate it's on Monday, okay? That's, you know how I deal with that. It's Monday. So we got the whole weekend. We come in, but a big game for the Niners tomorrow with the Rams and Seahawks. But what's on my mind is, nobody got to Jimmy Butler, and Evan apparently told me Jimmy never talks after practice. So with all this smoke or cloud or whatever you think's going on in Warrior World, shout out Sheed, I do want to know what Jimmy's response to, can he do more? And then in my gut, and it's getting smaller, Steiny, what's the chef thinking about all this? Steph Curry. This, like, he has, there's... You know what I mean, Stein? Like, what's he thinking? Oh, we're all good. He can give us the political answer, but what's he really, really thinking?
Well, we don't know. But I think he's starting to get frustrated, which is understandable. And I would put it this way.
With the situation or with what? 13, just everything?
Yeah, 13 and 14. I'm 37. I'm great.
You think he's looking at Draymond differently? I watched that game again last night in Portland. I put it on. And, wow, Steiny, they blew that. They blew that. They're older.
You know, when you can't stop a team,
that's not blowing a game.
Man. They could not stop. Man. I want to say that the last two fourth quarters for the Warriors, they've given up 40.
They lived at the rim, Portland did, in the fourth quarter. Can you fix that? Is there enough film or no? You are who you are athletically.
Well, the good news is Horford should be coming back soon.
That's what should have won you the contest.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
The way I look at it is I feel like this is what's happened with the Warriors. It's hard to remember and even hard to believe, but they played 50 games last year and they were 500. So they played 27 games this year, they're 500, and they played 50 last year, and they were 500.
All right.
And I think if...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If I remember correctly, before the Butler trade, we were talking about Steph's frustration.
No doubt.
Okay.
But he was looking different. We were starting to question him, though, a little bit.
So they go get Jimmy Butler.
Everything
changed. When Jimmy Butler comes, they have a sense of urgency because they're 500 and there's only 30 games left in the year. So they play with urgency and they make the playoffs. And then they play a darn good series against the Rockets.
Yes, that well, okay. They're up 3-1.
Yeah. Then they play the Timberwolves and Curry gets hurt. Now they come back this year. And in 27 games, they're at the exact same point they were last year before the Butler trade. We're at the exact same point we were at before the Butler trade, but we're there twice as fast. That's the way I look at it. But they're 25 games into the year, and we're at a point now where we were at game 50 last year where people are feeling like something's got to give.
Okay, help me, because part of what you say fires me up, and then the other part, I'm despondent. So we have a different cast now with Jimmy Butler being that was the rabbit in the hat. He changed everything.
Yeah,
so
he's on the team.
Who's going to be the rabbit in the hat this year?
Does there have to be one? I thought Butler was the big rabbit in the hat that they got last year.
And that's why I'm questioning, and I can't wait till the reporters ask him, can he do more offensively? And Kerr was so presidential yesterday.
We'll see.
From the email to Jimmy Butler, he's fallen on the swords with an S, but my fear, Steiny, is, and why I'm fired up, is you make it seem like they're coasting and there's a button they can hit.
They're not coasting. What? They're not coasting.
Then why is the Magic not what it was last year when he came?
Because you can't, if you think you can recreate urgency in December that you created in last March, it's ridiculous. I mean, like, it almost feels like some people are saying, how come the Warriors can't play better early in the year? But because it's a long season.
But if you keep playing bad basketball, you're going to be chasing eventually.
It's not like they want to play bad basketball.
No.
They're not good enough right now to play better. 888-957-9570. We're going to get to a lot of this Steve Kerr sound from yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. Some real interesting stuff. Great job by Willard and Dibbs. But I also want to get into Steph Curry and what he may be thinking. And then maybe get into a little bit of Joe Lacob and some thoughts I have on him. But also, we will get into Niners. Matt Barrow's coming up at 11 Daddy. O'clock today. We're going to talk to him about the Niners. They obviously have a monster game Monday. So we got a lot on the table. If you want to join in, you know the number, 888-957-9570. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.